Radio X Info.
Während der Artwoche findet auf dem Frank-Areal eine andere Art von Kunst- und Kulturfestival statt. Am Onchi Frank, mitorganisiert vom Radio X, wird Art, Performance, Fashion, Food und Music Culture showcased und reflektiert. Zum Beispiel am gestrigen Roundtable-Talk mit dem Titel «We have to defend our right to dance». Es ist Diskussion über Club- und Festivalkultur gesehen, Geschichte von was Publikum ist, über Awareness und Nachhaltigkeit. Mitdiskutiert haben es Noemi Grütter von Alle Leffi und dem Festival Le Kreativ, Daniel Birkin von MG Frank und Radio X sowie Tina Marie vom Zürcher Club Kascheme. Moderiert hat Naya de Sosa, a.k.a. Bundeskanzlerin. Der Auszug aus dem Roundtable Talk hört ihr in dem Beitrag.
The Org said, as simple as that, we have to defend our right to dance. She mentions how much, like, historically, the spaces of dancing for different reasons have been eliminated. And she mentions, for example, tango and salsa people who dance till their 90s.
Through living in Zurich now for the last few years, I've seen a lot of people use the word community very fluidly. It almost becomes like a transaction thing. So let me be specific. An example, recently there's a lot of things that are like, oh, we're doing a community event, but the expectation is that the artist is bringing their people and promoting it themselves, and the artist becomes their own manager, their own, like there's many steps that is assumed. And we are blurring the lines in between building community, doing things for community, and the expectation that the artists and other people in this field of work are offering and the labor that comes with it. And I think for me, in essence, it's all about where is the invisible work that is being done and how can we bring more attention to this.
DJing, going to parties in the late 90s, early 2000s, the situation then was very different. We at that time, sometimes I didn't really felt to be a part of a community here. I was a bit, as a person of color, light-skinned, I was a bit lost. As a female DJ also, I was a bit lost.
Yeah, our world is shaped by a very particular moment of like rising authoritarianism and rising polarization, and this is very visible also, I would say, in nightlife, what kind of systems are actually shaping club culture and nightlife right now. There is a lot of consumerism, commercialization of these spaces, completely forgetting exactly what the history is and why these spaces should exist and have to be protected. And on the other side, there is also a growing social movement acknowledging and also fighting for these spaces in club culture and the nightlife. And sometimes this concludes that institutions want community-organized events, but they do it in a way that is very superficial. And exactly, that's so important why we should unpack this word community, because it's also a bit co-opted and used in ways that actually doesn't represent what the history is of this very important word. You are facing so many different stereotypes, and like there is a complete forgetfulness of the crowd and actually the people and the actors who are shaping the nightlife. And I think we need to give back the power to the crowds in order to create these spaces, which is actually a very political act in the end.
I feel like what's often forgotten is the care work behind the community and the DJs and the people behind the scenes that actually prepare everything and like, for example, for OMG Frank, you guys have been working for months on end, we get to enjoy now the 6 days of fun and utopia, but there is a lot of lack of conversation around the care work and how do we take care of ourselves after the party, or even to be able to keep up with the demand as a DJ to do so many gigs that we feel like maybe FOMO if we don't say yes to a gig. And
Brazil has a common party policy on giving free guest list spots or reduced prices for transgender people. I know the doll who started, her name is Ana Jesus, she's from my town, she's a very known trans woman, and the whole country has adopted this politics on their own terms and limitations. And quota is a practice that we have in Europe that I think in Brazil that we don't have here. So... and also, like, places, for example, clubs like Berghain does not turn away queer people of color, trans people of color, you know? They have this principle for a long time. So do you believe in this kind of policies? Do you think that these spaces, do you think that we need to practice historical reparation?
Absolutely. I think we could all adopt more of this, but it's not enough to just adopt the policy and say, oh, we did it. But to actually inform and educate, for example, the staff, the people that would be in the space when you would say, yes, let's adopt this policy. Is you don't just say, no, it's a safe space. No, you have to be really informed on, like, what does that look like? What would we need to create in order to invite our trans sisters to come by?
Do we need quotas? Yes, we need quotas as long as the situation is getting worse and worse and worse. Of course, yes.
But, and also in Basel, we have the laws of Wurm, Homburg, Baruina, and only illegal places and commercial clubs stay. My question is, how can we work together to push legislation to protect nightlife? I really think legislation is a very urgent topic. I feel like people here in Europe is like activism. I'm like, no, I want a law, really. I want to criminalize your behavior, you know? So how do we systematically protect our right to dance?
Culture, the culture scene, cultural institutions need actually to learn from social movements who, since decades, are fighting for their rights and for law changes. This is, the law changes are coming from social movements, from feminist movements. And we know how to change laws, but cultural institutions, I guess, it's still a bit of a new terrain to really do political work, but... First of all, they need to understand what they do is very political. Second, there needs to be a narrative change. Like, there needs to be an acknowledgement that actually nightclubs are very important historical, infrastructure. We know that, like, libraries, theaters, historical buildings have a lot of support from politicians. But... nightclubs don't, because they are not understood as actually important places for communities.
I'm quite proud that in Basel, at least, that we have this Clubkulturförderung, Programmförderung. This is already a first step, which was very important and is part of a movement, also political movement coming from the club scene, that at least clubs get fundings for the curating of the programs. They get fundings if they need new infrastructures because of very strict rules. And I think that's already a sign that our culture, I call it our culture because we are all part of club culture, is respected here in Basel, even though it's very little money. I know that, but it's a first step.
I heard a rumor as well that in Zurich, was it Ole Ole Bar trying to propose that Long Street should be a UNESCO heritage site.
I agree.
so that they can protect what's left, because many clubs shut down in the last 2 years only. And it made me think, it made me question, first of all, who's owning all the clubs? Like, who's the actual owner? Because we know the staff, we know stuff. But sometimes in Zurich, I get surprised, at least in restaurants, I know it's different than club culture, that so many of different chains are owned by the same person. So when you follow that, then it gets trickier in situations where it has a risk of being shut down. I would be curious to propose, like, maybe cooperatively owned clubs, for example, because, I mean, there's housing cooperatives, which means everyone in the community pitches something that it's in a way they can afford, and they're a part of it. So maybe if more clubs would actually include the community members in the decisions as well. Yes, it's a lot more work, I agree. There's way more chefs in the kitchen, but maybe that would prolong as well as really allow the communities to be like, hey, if it's the funding that's the problem, can we not all fundraise? Like, we all know we're in Switzerland. We all know someone that knows someone. Like, we can definitely do, and like you said, learn from activist culture, which was pulling funds together. Doesn't matter if it's $5, $100, whatever you have in your community, people donating. And that's how actually when we would have house parties, I mean, at least in Canada, it was all someone's house. So everything from drinks to whatever else, it was being brought by the community. It was like a effort that you knew, okay, we're going to party, but we're going to stay and clean up afterwards.
Das ist ein Zusammenschnitt aus dem gestrigen Roundtable Talk am OMG Frank Festival im Titel «We have to defend our right to dance». Ihr habt Stimmen gehört von Noemi Grütter, von Ale Leffi und dem Festival Le Kreativ. Daniel Bürgin von OMG Frank und Radio X sowie Tina Marie vom Zürcher Club Kascheme. Moderiert hat Naya de Sosa, a.k.a. Bundeskanzlerin. Sound drunter gelegt vom gestrigen DJ-Set von Tina Marie. Weiter geht's mit dem OMG Frank Festival heute ab der 5 Uhr, jeweils bis am Samstag, auf dem Frank Areal. Für Radio X, der Mirko Kempf.
Radio X. Info mit mehr Kontrast.